commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
There's a new website called WisconsinUnitesForMarriage.com. Its goal is to build public support for gay marriage. Now, while I am personally opposed to same-sex marriage, I like the idea of the website, and the reason is important. Groups like the ACLU and Fair Wisconsin certainly realize that they are sitting on a court win. Chicago's Seventh Circuit, with last year's guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court, is likely going to uphold Barbara Cram's ruling that strikes down Wisconsin's constitutional ban. In fact, I don't think my side has a single win at the appeals court level on the issue. So the next battle for gay marriage will be public acceptance. Gays that wed will quickly find that getting the legal paperwork to tie the knot is one thing, and convincing most of the public to accept those as marriages is something else. So I support the website in concept, because popular support will bring more legitimacy to the issue than court rulings. Now, if gay marriage supporters truly believe that public opinion has changed, the ballot box would have been the more difficult but the correct approach to achieving their goals. Going through the process to overturn or change Wisconsin's constitutional amendment would settle the issue once and for all. The court rulings will always be subject to the argument that unelected judges are overruling the will of the people. The route of the ballot box would be longer and less certain. For instance, it's hard to imagine it going forward while Governor Walker is still in office or while Republicans control the state legislature. But there is an opportunity lost here. Gay marriage backers might actually win broader acceptance if they went through the democratic process.